Last thing we discussed, if you remember, was what's the status of an Isha as far as the five Inuyim are concerned. And that you'll see here in this paragraph, so you know where we're up to. This paragraph here. Do you remember that we discussed this? And we came to the conclusion that even though a woman is Pater, is Ptura, Mimitzis Asesha's Man Groma, and the four Inuyim, if they're Doraisa, come under the essay of Shabboson Shvos. Nevertheless, despite what the Stechemin insists on, the other Achronim in Poskim assume that a woman is obligated in the other four Inuyim.
He's checking it out.
Yeah, the other four Inuyim, just as they are obligated in the Isur of Achil and Shasi. Correct? So that's the conclusion we came to, because basically the four Inuyim integrate into the Achil and Shasi of Inui to form one entity and to impact on the Kedush Sayom to create a day which is called Yom Kippur. So that's what we discussed last time. Now, the Gemara tells us that there are five times that the Torah repeats Inui, and that's kind of like an allusion to the five categories of Isurei Inui and Yom Kippur. But keep in mind, and we can never forget this, that Inui really means Achil and Shasir. Mm-hmm. And therefore when the Torah says, Kol ha-nefesh shelo se'una, be'etzem ha-yom hazeh v'nichrasa is a chiv karis, that only refers to Achil and Shasir. The four Inuyim that we add are either Darabonon, or even if they're Doraisa, they come under an essay. They do not come under the Isur Inui with the chiv karis. So therefore, we want to focus our attention on Achil and Shasir for a few minutes. Okay? So if you take a look here, do you see where it says Achila, Isur Achil and Shasir? And he points out that Yom Kippur is Osir Bachila Ushasiya, and that's already reflected by the Mishnah here at the beginning of the 8th Perek, correct? And the question is, how much of an Achila, what's the shear of Achila, the minimum Achila, which incurs a violation of this prohibition of Inui? Meaning, how much do I have to eat in order to uproot my state of Inui? The Torah says, V'inisam es nafshasech, I should be in the state of Inui. How much of an achila, if I eat a small amount of achila, is that enough to undergo, to undermine the Inui? Or, for example, would the shear of achila be kizayis, which is the universal shear for matzah on Leil Pesach, or for the Yisra achilas nevela, or chelev? It's always a kizayis. So he says that shir achila b'yom ha-kippurim le'inyin chiv kares u'malkos v'chatos hu kikoseves, which is pri hatamar hayavish, right, it's a date, hagasa, it's a large date, shel Eretz Yisrael, kamohu v'kigar ina. In other words, we include not only the basar, you know, the part of the date that you could eat, but even the garin, even the pit that's within inside, it's not edible, but that's just giving us a volume. And that volume is the shear, the minimum shear to violate the chiyuv kares of achil on Yom HaKippurim. Aval im ochal pochos mishir, if he ate less than this, eino chayev olav, he's not chayev, would he be chayev at least some sort of violation, maybe not a chiyuv kares? So that was the machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish that we saw before about chatzi shir osim in HaTorah or chatzi shir osim in HaRabbanah. Now, the question here is obvious. Why is it that the universal shear of kizayis that defines achila and kol Torah kula is not applicable here in the case of achila b'yom ha-kippur? And the answer possibly is because the Torah doesn't mention achila. The Torah doesn't mention achila when it prohibits you on Yom HaKippur. What does the Torah say?
Inui.
Right. So apparently the shear that is, let's say the shear of achil, the volume of achil that I have to consume in order to be antithetical to uproot the inui, is larger than a kezayis. Meaning, even if I eat a kezayis, I'm still not completely...
Which is bigger?
The kosevas agas is larger than kezayis. I don't know if it's double the size, but it's definitely larger the size. Maybe later on we'll get a chance to see what it is in terms of volume. I think I have a book that might be able to answer that question. But be that as it may, why is it that the Torah requires a minimum shear in Yom Kippur of Achila that's larger than the shear of Achila that applies in the rest of the dinim of the Torah? So I think that's going to be this next piece over here, which he bases on a sugya in Yuma. Shir zehu ashir shebo daito shel adam misyashevus alav.
Calms him down.
Right, excellent. Calms him down. Notice if a person is hungry, he's fasting, and he needs some amount of achila that will calm him down, that's called yishuv adas, is we need at least the shear of kosevus agas. A shear of kizayis won't do it. The ain shear ha'achila shechayv lev yom kippur kizayis kishari suri achila, it does not match up to other isuri achila, which are b'kizayis. And the reason is l'fisha shina kosev b'mashmo, when the Torah formulated the prohibition of Yom Kippur, it doesn't use the classical language. B'loshen bo nemar b'Torah isur achila, in all other areas of the Torah prohibits achila with the loshen achila, lo socha, lo sochlu. But here, with regard to Yom Kippur, lo nemar isur Torah b'loshen achila, the Torah doesn't say you're not allowed to eat. Ela b'loshen inu, you have to breach a state of inu. And the Chachamim figured out that the flip side of inu, what is antithetical and undermines the inu, is a kosevus agasa. And this, he says, in the name of a 519, if you take a look, he says that's how the Braisa seems to formulate it in Masechta Yuma on Daf Pei Omid Aleph. Now, the first question I want to ask you is, what is that shear of Kikoseves Hagasa, is that equal for everyone? Like, let's say, for example, I'm a very big guy, so maybe for me, I have to eat a larger volume in order to achieve Yishuv Adas. You know, that would be strange. Okay? The second question I want to ask you, yeah, that's only as far as solids is concerned. What's the shear as far as liquids is concerned? We know in Kol HaTarkul, the shear for liquids is a revius. Would that shear apply in Yom HaKippurim? Presumably not, because you need something that will remove the state of inui, and maybe, and we'll see down the line, that Mole Lugmov, which is, excuse me, that revius, which is a shear for a shtia, is not enough to bring a person to Yishuv Adas. And then, we're going to have to raise another question. What happens if he eats half of a shear of achila and half of a shear of shtia, he drinks half. Right, can we mechaber them together? Can we combine them together? Okay, so let's go through the shear shel koseves shaveh b'chol adam. This shear of koseves is uniform for all people. Bein nanos, whether he's a midget, bein anok, or if he's a giant, he could be Golovit, he could be Og Melech HaBashan, it wouldn't make any difference. Sha'af daito shel Og Melech HaBashan, misyasheves hibu koseves. There's some extent, even a guy as big as Og Melech HaBashan, you know, Chazal say that Moshe Rabbeinu was 10 amos high, and he was able to jump 10 amos high into the air, and he had a hatchet, you know, an axe, which was 10 amos long, and he reached the ankle of Og Melech HaBashan. So you'd probably imagine that Og Melech HaBashan was massive. And yet, even for him, a koseves worth of achila is enough to give him some measure of yishuv adas. Afal pisha eino misyasheves p'kach el ma'at, even though he only gets a minimum amount of yishuv adas, but that's enough because the Torah shiurim are always uniform for everyone. Klomar lizman katzar yoser mishar adam, meaning maybe it'll give yishuv adas for 5 minutes or for 10 minutes, whereas for you and I, if we would consume the shear of a kosevis, it would give us an hour's worth of yishuv adas. But for him, it'll only give him a minute or 10 minutes. But he gets some level of yishuv adas.
The thing is, it's the sugar levels in your blood.
So what would you say if you ate something that was more that had a higher sugar content? Maybe that would create a quicker, you know, give you like a shot, you know, of yishuv adas.
To eat, there are certain foods that they advise them to eat, like peanut butter, or like honey mixed with some things.
Right.
You know, there's always
I ride a bicycle. We've got these gels, high level sugar gels.
That gives you a shot of energy. But I don't think that the halach is going to be relative. What I mean by relative, that if you eat a smaller amount of a high sugar level, you'll be chayev. And if you're eating protein,
yeah,
let's say
you said he has a shear, and the shear is the same for everyone.
Right, it's uniform. So that's the key word. It's got to be shovel.
So he, if his little thing squishy that he gets, so that's not even a shear. So he can eat something with it, and it still has.
Right.
I'm just saying, you know,
because the halacha works with standards.
That's right.
And take a look at the next line. He says, "Kol mini ochlim, all different types of foodstuff, shi'uri b'koseves. They all have the same identical shi'ur koseves. Bein basar shamein. Let's say you eat some fatty meat. Bein lulavi gefanim. If you take these berries off a palm tree, then they have a very little, you know, a little energy level. Whereas the heavy meat, let's say, really fills you up." It's all the same, as long as they are edible. Ruuyim lachila, the shear is always going to be the same standard uniform shear of kosevah. Shebchol ochel shu, no matter what food you're dealing with, ain daitel shaladam is yasheves elav bekosevah. You need this amount in order to get yishuv adas. You may get energy, but it's not going to give you the yishuv adas. You need to feel that sense of satiation. But nevertheless, that's the shear. The minimum shear is koseves agasa. I was wondering, you saw in the case of Og Melech HaBashan that the koseves will give him only a limited time period of yishuv adas. But nevertheless, it gives him some yishuv adas. For most of us, maybe we could say, I'm just throwing out a piece of logic here, you could rip me apart if you like, that if we eat less than a koseves, we can achieve at least a partial yishuv adas for a short amount of time.
And then do it again?
No, what I mean to say, what I'm trying to say is that if the logic of Yishuv Hadas in Yom HaKippur, which is again the flip side of Inui, is that you can get a longer, more extended period of Yishuv Hadas. For example, if you're a small guy and you ate a koseves, or you can get a shorter span of Yishuv Hadas, only for a fleeting moment if you're a big guy like Og Melech HaBashan. But even so, Og Melech HaBashan is chayav for eating a koseves hagasa, even though he gets a short period of yishuv adas.
Maybe that's my focus between.
Oh, so how would it impact our Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish? That's what I was leading up to. He chapped it from it.
Rabbi Yochanan would say that even chatzi shir, which means even a little bit that you in the inu goes away, you're chayav, and what's it says? No, you have to have the whole shir to get into that point because you have to totally feel satisfied. You're not satisfied, even a little.
Because I want to throw out another possibility, and everything you said is true.
Enough to mean what time?
No, I'm just saying, if let's say the average guy gets a yishuv adas of an hour,
right,
but Og Melech HaBashan gets yishuv adas of a minute, he's chayav Og Melech HaBashan. So what I wanted to suggest is that maybe Reish Lakish, who says, if you recall, his clarion call was Torah, that logic would apply to all Isuri Torah, where the shear is the minimum shear that's required to constitute an achila. Less than a kezayis, for example, in Avela or chelev is not an achila. The Torah defines achila as a kezayis. That's the minimum. But where we get to Yom Kippur, and when we get to Yom Kippur, the Torah doesn't say achila. It's not mentioned. It's just inui. And the flip side of inui is going to be what? Is going to be yishuv adas. And we've seen already the precedent here is Og Melech HaBashan, that even a short period of yishuv adas constitutes a violation of the right. Of the Isur Karis of Achila. Maybe Reish Lakish would agree that Chatzi Shir Asur Min HaTorah in Yom Kippur. When you require an Achila, the Torah says Lo Sochal, less than a Shir, says Reish Lakish, is not an Achila, and therefore it's Mutu Min HaTorah. But when the Torah doesn't require Achila to violate the Isur, you need something of the flip side of inu, meaning yishuv adas, maybe Reish Lakish would have to agree that although the shear of yishuv adas is a koseves worth, but Reish Lakish would admit that at least in a chatzi koseves there's at least some measure or module of level of yishuv adas, and that's no worse than Og Melech HaBashan, and therefore it's got to be awesome in a time.
I don't think so. By him saying chatzi shear, he's saying that unless you're going to have that feeling that feeling of rest, otherwise he would say, on Yom Kippur, I agree with you, he would say...
Well, wait a minute, Amma, what are you going to do with Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan is going to say that if you eat half a koseves on Yom Kippur, then you violate an Isur Torah. The Torah prohibits
right,
that.
So he,
obviously, there's some level of Yeshiva
right,
Da'at. Does Reish Lakish deny that?
Yeah.
Also, they're fighting about whether this.
Yeah, the Yeshiva Da'at is that if you say the only way down to the Yeshiva Da'at.
But why don't we, what I would say in that case is, why not take a psychological, a panel of psychologists and figure out if we can achieve some level of. Again, my logic is that if Og Melech HaBoshim with a Kosevis, right, which is a, compared to his body, it's nothing, and yet he gets some measure of Yeshiva Das for which he's chayav on Yom Kippur, then if I eat, I'm a small guy, for me Kosevis HaGas is a serious, significant volume of food. If I eat half of that volume, it gives me at least some measure of Yeshiva Das that could be, in a sense, that could correspond to Og Melech HaBoshim in the case of Kosevis HaGas. Meaning that once Rabbi Yochanan says that you violate an Issur Torah for Chatzi Shir on Yom Kippur, then Rabbi Yochanan is saying that there is some level of Yeshiva Das. Why would I believe that Reish Lakish would argue with that? Again, I can understand Reish Lakish in Shari Surei Torah. The Torah says, Lo Sochlu, you're not allowed to eat in the Vela. Says Reish Lakish, less than a Kazayas is not an Achil. That I understand. But when the Torah doesn't say don't eat, the Torah says don't undermine your state of inui by eating. So eating becomes only a means to an end, and the end that I want to achieve here through the eating is Yeshiva Das. Then it could be that even Reish Lakish would agree to Rabbi Yochanan that in this case of Yom HaKippurim, there's an Isur of Chatzi Shir. Because again, so the Bavli assumes he doesn't. I don't know what the Yushalmi is going to say. The Yushalmi in Trumas addresses the question of Reish Lakish, and there are many cases according to the Yushalmi, including Yom Kippur, where Reish Lakish would agree that Chatzi Shir is Usur. And although it's not the Bavli, it still is a valid approach. I would even ask the following question. Let's say, this is really way out. Let's say I could achieve Yeshiva Das without an achila. Like, for example, let's say you have certain foods that normally we don't eat. They're somewhat spoiled, or maybe they're fit for animal consumption, but human beings would not normally eat them. They're what we call mikukal. It got spoiled, whatever it is. If on Yom Kippur I could achieve through that achila a Yeshiva Hadas, again, it wasn't tasty, but it filled my belly, I would even wonder about certain forms of intravenous feeding. Maybe I could get a Yeshiva Das by filling my belly up without an achila at all.
Suppositories.
So if
you hook up yourself before Yom Tov, put the thing in before Yom Tov, right? And then go home and.
George, it's interesting, by the way, on the side, that you call it Yom Tov, because my Rebbe told me that in Lita, where he came from 100 years ago, on Leil Yom Kippur, people wished each other a good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos.
Isn't that mind-boggling? Because again, the Pasuk calls it Shabbos Shabbosan, and that's what we've been dealing with all along here, that it's a Shabbos, so they used to say good Shabbos. Some of the Litvaks couldn't pronounce a shin, they would say good Shabbos. Anyway, I knew such a person in my youth who said good Shabbos. But anyway, but most of us say good Yom Tov on Yom Kippur, like you
said.
Shir Shtir. What's the Shir of Shtir? Yom Kippur, L'chayev Karei Sulamalkas, V'chatos, Nechlegu Bo Tanoi, V'shamay Omrim, Sheshi'ura Revius. That's the universal Shir in Shtir and Kol Tarkula. U'beisil Omrim, Sheshi'ura Mole Lugmov. Mole Lugmov, I think, is relative. It's not.
Do you have a big guy or a small guy?
Correct. So this is fascinating, because in Achila we kept insisting that the Shir has to be uniform for everyone. But when it comes to Shtir, Mole Lugmov, so you can imagine my Mole Lugmov is a fraction of Og Melech HaBoshim's Mole Lugmov. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Omer Kidei Gmir. How much would you be able to gulp down at one time? So I don't know if that's less or more. And halacha ke beis hillel, we paskin like beis hillel, which means mole lugmav. Look at the next paragraph. Shir mole lugmav misharim b'chol adam v'adam l'fi mashahu.
Big guy or a small guy?
It's relative. It's not. It's subjective. It's not objective. She'ein daito shel adam is yasheves olav el b'molei lugmav shelo. You see, with regard to achila and solid foods, we said that it's even if you're the greatest, largest guy in the world, you get some measure of yishuv adas with a kolseves agasa, and the uniform shia tells me that that minimum amount of kolseves agasa is enough to violate Yom Kippur. With regard to shtia, for some odd reason, since we pass like still, the halacha changes and says that, you know what? Whether or not you'll achieve yishuv adas based on the shtia of this volume is relative. It's different for you than it is for me. That's very fascinating. The das Rabbi Shimon hasover shebechol yisuri achilish betorim ochal kolshu harezel loke. Rabbi Shimon holds that if you eat a kolshu, even a minimum amount in the vela, for example, you get malchus. Nechleku achronim. Maybe this is going to touch on our issue from before. Yeshe kosvu, according to one school of thought, afle das Rabbi Shimon ain't a loka b'yom ha-kipurim. No, Rabbi Shimon is modeh, then yom ha-kipurim. It's not enough to eat a kolshu elim ochal oshasa kishir. Why? L'fisha yisra achilu b'yom ha-kipurim mishum yishuv hadasu v'ha-ochal pochas mikishir ain't beautiful. So the universal standard of achila of Reb Shimon is not applicable in the case of Yom Kippur, because Yom Kippur is not an Isur achila, it's an Isur inui, and unless you eat a shir, you don't upset or undermine that inui. And this is something that I wanted to suggest, that even less than a shir might give you a certain measure of yishuv hadas. That would explain why the Yishalmi insists that Reish Lakish agrees that chatzi shir osim in Torah in the case of Yom Kippur. So who is 530? He quotes it in the name of the Sefer HaMakneh. Then he says, v'yeshe kosvu, this is another opinion, which is in the Shoel Umeshiv, Sha'af b'yom ha-kipur mechayv Reb Shimon malchus b'kolshu. Rufi she'yesh bo mitzas yishuv hadas. Even a kolshu will give you, this is like the case of Og Melech HaBoshet and a koseves.
So you get malchus for eating anything.
According to Reb Shimon.
But he's saying that even a little bit, to what you said basically, that even a little yishuv hadas
is enough to violate this, according to Reb Shimon.
You can never coffee it, because you don't shluk it.
Right, you don't drink it that fast. Ochal ma'at v'chazar v'ochal. If someone can do me a favor, open the door, just see if by chance they're fixing the machine. Maybe there's. That's what I wanted to know. So what would you say in this case? He starts eating, then he pauses, he takes an interruption, a break, and then he starts again eating. And he could do this over the course of a long period of time.
Well, people can't eat anything, so I was trying to figure this out, because people who can't fast Yom Kippur, they tell me you have to wait like 12 minutes, 15, I don't know the thing. So I was thinking, is this what he's talking about here? Because then a person goes through the whole day eating half a shear, right, and waiting you 25 minutes or half hour, and you can survive.
So that's what I wanted to ask you. Even on Yom Kippur, although the Easter is an Easter inui, there is halach of achila. And in the case of intravenous feeding, I don't think anyone would say that you violate Yom Kippur, no matter how you feel. You may feel satiated, but it didn't come through in achila. Yom HaKippurim required... Inui refers to achila, and achila equals inui. The goal of the achila is to upset the inui, but you need achila. That's the maisa vera on Yom Kippur is the achila. Right. And that achila requires an achila of kol Torah kula. But you're not chayev with that achila unless you achieve the goal of yishuv hadas.
Right.
But you can't get yishuv hadas without an achila and violate the isur, because achila equals inui and inui equals achila. The goal of that achila is unique in the case of Yom Kippur, but you definitely need a bona fide maisa achila. So therefore, if you stop and take a break in the middle of your achila, then that's not an achila. Achila has to be where you're continuously eating until you eat the shir of a kezayis. And that's what he says here, I think, in the next paragraph.
You have to have those little sweets called smarties.
Yeah.
If you eat one of them, maybe half hour.
So that's what he says, that maybe you could do such a thing. Because ochal ma'at, he eats a little bit. V'chazar v'ochal. And then he goes in and eats more. Im yesh mitchilas achila rishona, ad sof achila achrona. Kidei achilas pras. Okay, we'll see exactly what kidei achilas pras means. Harei hachilos elu mitztarfos l'shir. They all link together and integrate into one achila. It counts to one achila, even though he took breaks. But the beginning of the first achila and the end of the last achila was still within that parameter of time called tochidei achilas pras v'im lav. But let's say he eats the beginning of a kezayis at time T1, then he waits beyond kidei achilas pras and he eats another piece of a kezayis after kidei achilas pras, ein mitztarfos l'shir, they won't link up to form one unified achila. The afal pisha af be surim shashirim ena el vikzai shir as much so she yochal bo esa isur who kidei achilas pras. In other words, he's asking the following. We have a shir called Tolkidei Achilas Pras. Well, let's assume the shir of Tolkidei Achilas Pras is, let's say, it's 8 minutes. I don't know, I'm just throwing out a number. So then, that makes sense with regard to the other shi'urim, with the other isurim of the Torah, where the Torah requires a kezayis of achila. So we have to integrate all those things into one kezayis. And normally, if you would eat a kezayis, it would take you 8 minutes, let's say. That's the shear it would take to eat it. But here the shear in Yom HaKippurim is a longer shear, so maybe it takes longer to eat the pras. Now, the concept of a pras, which is a significant piece of bread, should shift depending upon what the shear of chiyuv is. If the shear of chiyuv is a kezayis as it is universally, then it takes 8 minutes to eat the kezayis. That's your shear of kidei achilas pras. If on the other hand the shear is kikoseves, which is a larger volume, then the time period of tokidei achilas pras should be expanded. And yet here, he's applying the same standard of tokidei achilas pras that applies universally to the case of Yom Kippur. And he bases this on the Tosefta. You'll see in 534 on the bottom, he quotes the Tosefta in the fourth parak of Yuma that the shear of Tolkidei Achilas Pras is identical in Kol Yisuri Torah and in Yom HaKippurim. And that's a pella, because since the shear changed, whereas in Kol Torah, it's the shear of Kezayis, and in Yom Kippur, what's the shear? Kikoseves, therefore the Tolkidei Achilas Pras should also shift. So I just want to see if he gives any answer. I'll just read to you the language. Yeah. This you don't have because the machine's not working. I apologize. Ein omrim she'isra achilu b'yom ha-kippurim shehu b'koseves, which is larger than in kezayis, yeshir ha-shehiyah, the shear of waiting, of interrupting, gadol yoser, in other words, to be mitzarif de achilu, allow me a larger span of time. So whatever that shir of achilas pras is, that's going to require a tziruf of the beginning of the achilu with the end of the achilu in order to engender a yishuv hadas situation. So tokidei achilas pras is not dropped. We don't change it. We don't shift it. On the contrary, we apply it in the case of Yom HaKippurim as we do in Kol HaTorah Kulo. What's the shear of being mitzarif shtios? Let's say he started drinking something and then he took a break. Shasa ma'at v'chazav v'shasim yesh mitchila shtia rishona ad sof shtia achrona kidei shtias revius. There, instead of tokidei achilas pras, the amount of time it usually takes to drink a revius, which is probably, I don't know, 20 seconds. I don't know how long it takes. Is mitzarfin l'shir v'im lav ein mitzarfin. So that's what we have here in the name of the Tosefta, and this Tosefta is codified by the Rambam and many other Rishonim. It's brought down in the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tav Resh Yud Beis. But there is one opinion that we want to mention over here that's a little bit strange, and that's the opinion of the Ravid. The Ravid says Shir Tziruf Shtios Hu Kidei Achilas Pras Kimo Tziruf Achilos. I don't know why. I think what he's saying is, maybe the Raifa, that since the Achila is prohibited because it brings you to Yishuv Hadas, which is antithetical to Inui, then that shear of Yishuv Hadas is going to be applicable even for Shtia.
Oh, because you can't, it's just going
to take away the Inui. And that is the same.
So It doesn't matter. It's not a luchat. The lo luchma is not a little bit, but it's enough to keep you going. And if you do it every minute, it's like you're drinking a bottle of the hour, which is more than you normally drink. It's saying right. You have to like.
Now let's go back to the Mishnah. Let's go back to the Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek on Ayin Gimel Amid Beis. And the Mishnah says on the third line, "Ha'ochel ki koseves agasa, kamohu ukigari inasa." So that we said reflects the shita of Beis Hillel, and the machlokus between Beis Hillel Beis Shammai is brought down at the beginning of Masechta Beitza. But here the Mishnah is reflecting the opinion of Beis Hillel. Correct. That's what we have. Just 1 second. 425. Just 1 second. I just want to make sure that what I told you is correct. And this is a Mishnah in Beitza. Let's see if he tells you. 600. I don't have a Gemara Beitza. You have a Gemara Beitza by any chance in that? No. Okay, so we'll see if I'm right. Then it says, Hashosim Ali Lugmav Chayev. Kola Ochlim Itztarfin Likhikoseves. Now that's fascinating. Let's say I add salt to a piece of meat.
And that makes
can
it
I, can
that
I,
go over the mouth.
And that goes over the mouth. Right. He says here, Im Ochal Umtza. Umtza is steak. You know, roasted meat. Umelach aleha, and there's salt on top of the meat. Hamelach mitztarif lebasar l'shir kikosevus agasa. That's really fascinating. You know, I'm thinking the following. Let's say salt itself is called an inedible object. Let's just grant me that premise for the moment. It means it's nobody eats salt, but people eat salt on their meat, and now the salt is mitztarif to the shear of koseves in the basar. Correct? And that's what we see here in our Mishnah. So it's fascinating that if I would eat the salt by itself, I would not violate Yom Kippur. Because that's not a normal achilah. But now that it's integrated with the basar, and that's a normal way I eat salt, the salt is mashlim, it supplements the shear of a koseves agas.
No, seriously.
Okay.
They didn't have salt like we have a little gargoyle.
No, you're right.
They didn't have such fine salt. They had larger pieces of salt. It says, "Kol mashkim mitztarfim levali lugma." Right. So let's say I drink milk and water. The milk is a half a koseves, and the water is a half a koseves.
Yeah, sure.
Then I would be chayv. What about dvash, honey? Is that a solid or a liquid? So it says here that dvash is mitztarif with mayim or with cholov. Ah, it's very interesting that for some reason, since you add dvash to certain liquids, like for example, I know when I have a tea, sometimes you know it's good for the throat. You know, I add
dvash. That is a different type of dvash.
It's not bee's honey.
No, it's not the honey that we have the dog.
Right. It wasn't pasteurized. Now it's pasteurized. That's and cleaned and filtered and pasteurized.
Heavy stuff.
Yeah, it's very thick.
What about vinegar? Chometz. Exactly. He says that's also mitztarif to the shear.
If you eat the mitztarif, yeah, but if you have it by itself, it's not.
You're right. It might be right. It's only when he adds it together. Let's say, for example, there's certain kind of wines that they add vinegar to. Right? Again, I don't know how. He says cold over lach meshiv esanefesh. He says afilu irev bohem mashke she'ein derech lishtosav ifnei atzmo. I think that's your point, Amra. Like the vinegar, kol shederech b'nei yodim bekach through this mixture, this taroves,
harei mitzarf. Once you mix it, it's done because the mixture is changing the formation of what you're having.
Right. Right. Now the Mishnah goes on and says ha'ochel vashosa ein mitzarf. That fascinates me. It means that solids and liquids do not link together to form a shear. If you have half and half, yeah, it doesn't link together to have a shear. And he says that according to certain Amoraim, this is only the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua, although we paskin like this opinion, but it's not the opinion of all the Chachamim. And why not? So let's see what happens with regard to what's called Kabbalas Tumah. In Kabbalah's Tuma, you need a certain shear of an ochel, and then if, let's say, a sheretz falls on it, it becomes tamei. So Rabbi Yeshua is of the opinion, and this is elsewhere, this is a Gemara in Chulin Adaf Kuf Chaf, that's where the sugyas of Tuma Vitara are in Ochlin. The Ram has a whole section to Hilchos Tumas Ochlin. So Rabbi Yeshua is of the opinion that you cannot combine liquids and solids in order to get a shear for Kabbalah's Tuma. Ein mitztarfen letamei el dvarim sheshiurim shaveh. In other words, since Ochlin and Mashkin have two different shiurim, so Rabbi Yeshua insists, that indicates that they're two different essences, and those two do not combine to create a shear for Kabbalah's Tuma.
So you can eat, and the inner goes away, and you can drink, and goes away, and it's two different sins, basically, you're saying. Because twice you have to take away the inner.
So wait, but how much of a shear? You ate less than a kosevis?
Yes.
That's your case? I just want to make sure we're on the same page. Your case is he ate a full kosevis, or he ate less than a full kosevis?
Less than a full kosevis, please.
If he ate a full kosevis, and then he ate a full mali lugmav, he drank a full mali lugmav, so he violates the isur twice.
Twice.
Right. So did we ever discuss the case of shogeg? We discussed this together, didn't we?
What happens if he does half off?
Do you remember where he forgot it was Yom Kippur? We discussed
it. Right, it depends. Right. If it's continuous, then you don't have to bring and if
right, if he, in one forgetfulness, he only brings one karban chatos. So in your case, where he ate a kosevis, but he still didn't remember his Yom Kippur, and then he drank a moly lugmav to get the kosevis down. So in that case, he only brings one karban chatos.
Right.
It's interesting that as far as karban chatos, sorveli machas, my definition is the abstract Shame Iser. No, the Shame Iser of Achil and Shasiyah is identical.
Right.
And therefore, he's basically repeating the same Aver twice, and it was Behelim Achas. He only brings one Chatas. But as far as the Shir, and being Mitzarif the Shir, there it doesn't depend on the abstract Iser, because Achil and Shasiyah have the same identical Iser, but rather it depends on the Tzuras Aver. You know, the way you do it. And in Tzura, there's a fundamental difference between drinking and eating, and therefore they're not mitztaref together. According to Rabbi Yeshua, they're not mitztaref because they have different shiurim. But I think even the different shiurim are reflective of the fact that they're different essences. You know, one is liquid and one is solid. But he says that opinion is not necessarily accepted because Rav Nachman and Rabbi Yochanan are of the opinion that din zeh l'divrei kolhu, that everybody agrees that you cannot integrate achila and shasiyah into one shear, even though, as far as Kabbalah's Tumah is concerned, you can integrate them into one shear. Shechiyuv al achilu shasiyah b'yom ha-kipurim toli b'yishuv adas, and in yishuv adas you need a full shear of ochel, or alternatively a full shear of mashke, of liquid. And only then do you achieve yishuv adas. But chatzis shir ochlam yachin and chatzis shir mashkin, to integrate a half a shir of ochel, half a kosevis, with a half a shir, half a moly lugma of mashke, of liquids, would not bring a person to yishuv adas. And if a mitzvah, it has nothing to do with tumah vitara. In tumah vitara, the chacham hold, we can integrate liquids and solids to make up the shir for Kabbalah's Tumah. Fine. That's how Lachan Kabbalah's Tumah. But in far as Yishuv Adas and Yom Kippur, the Ochlin and the Mashkin cannot join together and integrate to form one entity of Yishuv Adas. What do you say?
I think it's better to have half of half. Because the shear of water, the shear of Mashkin is more. So you're having a better chance of getting Yishuv Adas if you have a half and a half.
Well, that's what they do to people who are sick and can't fast. They have half and half. They have half a shear. This have every 8, 10, 12 minutes.
If a guy's sick and he's sick, then he can have what he
wants. No, I'm not saying sick. People who can't fast. That's why the children couldn't fast. I'm not talking sick is a different story. But people who can't fast, okay, they tell them to eat half a shear and half a shear.
Yeah, pachas, pachas, mikis shear. Oh, we'll see about that. Hopefully we can get to that. I'm hoping. Anyway, there's certain solids that have liquids, correct? Almost every solid has some amount of liquid. Let's say, for example, a vegetable, right? So there's a certain water content in it, correct? Let's say you squeeze the vegetable in such a way that the liquid starts oozing out. That's called mashke hayotze min hayerek, or tzir shal gabi hayerek. And the question is, if you eat that yerek with its own natural liquids, but they were squeezed out, would you be able in that case to... In other words, if you're integrating an ochel and a mashke that have no relationship one to the other, just the fact that you put them both in your mouth, that's ein mitzvah. But what about the liquids that are natural to that very solid food? He says, I raise them mitzvah l'koseves. Why? Because it's not a foreign element. And he says, Mashke habola hachshir sa'ochel l'matko, shuma uravim ha'ochel, ka'ochel hu chashuv. Whereas whenever we have a natural liquid, it's always considered like the ochel itself. And therefore, l'inyin yom kippur, afal pisha chashuv, mashke l'inyin shar dvarim, even though you might consider it mashke for other things, but as far as Yom Kippur is concerned, it has the same status as the ochel because it came from the ochel, and therefore it's mitztarif to the shir. Hama'arev ochlun u'mashkin. What happens when a person mixes them together? Kigon kutach. Kutach is a kind of a cheese, like a yogurt, and they used to dip their bread into the yogurt, and that's the way they ate bread, with this kutach. Is according to one school of thought, the ochel namashke or mitztarfin, through this tarovus, because that's the way you normally eat it. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry. He says the following, holchim. Oh, now he's asking the following question. So what is the shear in this case? You know, you mix a mashke with an ochel in a very normal kind of way. Dietetically, people do it. Now the question is, so what is going to be your shear? Is it going to be koseves? Or is it going to be moli lugmav? He says, holchim achar rov hatarovus. Im ruba mashke. If most of what you have in front of you is a liquid, yeah, you're going to be chayev for moli lugmav. And then you can be mitzarif the ochel to make up the moli lugmav. But in rov... Yeah,
which is bigger slightly.
But in rov ochel, but if most of what this mixture is solid food, then you're going to be chai for koseves hagasa. Even though, again, you're not eating the koseves hagasa of ochel, you're supplementing the koseves hagasa with the mashke. But since again, it's normally eaten together. If they don't mix together well, then they're considered separate. But if they mix together well, like this case of kuta,
the soup, not the nuts.
Right.
If you put the bread in the mashke, then it's the bread, not the.
Well, again, it all depends on what makes up the rove. That's what he suggests here. He has this is a shtickel Torah chiddush of the Sfasemis. You know what the Sfasemis was? He was the Ger Rebbe, right? All right, let's see if we have time for just one more paragraph, one more short paragraph. What time is it?
10:45.
All right, another 5 minutes, if you don't mind. Afal pisha ochel o shosu b'yom ha-kipurim eino chayev kareis o chatas elim ochel o shosu kishir mikomakom ha-isur lechol o lishtos hu b'chol shehu. Okay, this is the Gemara of Rabbi Yochanan on daf ayin gimel mit beis. All right? Okay, it's 1 minute before Shkia on the 9th of Tishrei. So he eats half a kizayis. Velonis yashve daito bosachila, because he only ate half a kizayis, so half of a kosevas. The achre shenichnas hayom, immediately afterwards, tokad achilas pras, the sun sets, is hishlimo lekishir, venis yashiv daito machilazu. Do you follow? He ate half a kosevas on Erev Yom HaKippurim and the other half on Yom Kippur. But immediately, one following the other. You know, he knew exactly, you know, he had the clock. He has one of those clocks that they use, you know, where they daven basikin, you know, with the seconds, you know. So what would you say before I read the... He's going to quote...
The Mistorif.
You would say he's chayef for such a thing. I also intuitively thought he should be chayef. So he quotes a whole slew of achronim here who all say he's potter.
Because it's two different days. He ate during the day.
Right, but...
He ate
again, if the achila is only a means to an end and the goal of the achila is to be miyashiv daito, then that half of a koseves that he ate on Yom Kippur, the second half, that clinched the yishuv hadas.
That's the half of the shear.
I mean, it can be that he's having a big fancy meal,
right?
But the mamas, the end of the meal, he took a last bite, which is not good.
But that was during the time. That was only the one bite. The one bite is not the shear.
So Avram, listen, you're right according to this school of thought, but for a slightly different reason. Listen to the way he formulates.
Always off by a little bit.
Yeah, no, you're close. You got the rove, like we said before. He says, "Mishum she'ein chayovim biyom haKippur mal yishuv adas. Yishuv adas itself is not enough to make you chayov. Eladafka biyishuv adas sheba al yidei. Listen to the next two words: achila asura. And not just an achila. Again, he had an achila on erev Yom Kippur, which contributed to his state of yishuv adas on Yom Kippur, but it was not an achila asura. That achila was an achila muteres." She'etzem achiv hu mishum hachil asura v'yishuv adas hu le'inyin shir. In other words, the machayev is the achil asura. The tnai or the condition is going to be
two,
the shir.
There are two things here. There are two different things that you have to combine.
V'ficha dafkem nisyash v'dayto al yidei achil asura oz chayev hu.
He didn't do both things
okay.
At that time.
But I just want to point out that what we just suggested, although it's a very popular opinion, the achronim, not everyone agrees to it. Yesh min anachronim, this is going to be the Ksav Sofer, who says the following: Shechayev Karis. He ate half of a kosevis erev Yom Kippur, the other half on Yom Kippur. He's chayev Karis. L'fi she'ein achiyuv al maisa achila. This is unbelievable.
He's saying he's not
the achila. The longest here is mind boggling. He's saying that the machayev of Yom Kippur is not the maisa achila, because if it would be, then you would have the shear of a kizayis. El achiyuv hu al bitul inui. The im bitol inu ba al yidei achilu. I don't care when the achilu took place. Be ofin zesh achilu biyom haKippur mitzarefes lekashir bitol esayinu. In other words, if that half of a koseves which he ate on Yom Kippur itself, it integrates into the first half, so he had an achila which brought him to the state of yishuv adas and undermines the inui. That itself is enough to be machayev him karis. Wow. This is acceptable. So
he says different than everybody else.
Yeah, okay, but I always say we have to be open minded. My goal is to.
You have two things here. You have the ones that say no because he didn't eat and he wasn't eating.
No, he ate, but it was an achila muteres. You need an achila asura. The Ksav Sofer is saying you don't need an achila asura. All you need is an achila. If that achila ends up, it culminates in bitul ha'inui, and therefore the shear that you ate on Yom Kippur clinches the achila that began on erev Yom Kippur. Keep in mind, even the Ksav Sofer agrees that you can't be chai for intravenous feeding.
Right.
He's only saying that you need an achila, but that achila could begin on erev Yom Kippur, but it's an achila. The other achronim saying they insist it's got to be an achila asura. Right. Only an achila asura on Yom Kippur could be part of the shear.
One second. Because he's saying that you're taking away the inu, right?
You're taking away the inu through an achila. You can't leave that out. Again, Rabosai, the Ksav Sofer is not denying that the Mechayev is Achila. He's just saying that Achila doesn't have to be an Achila Asura. It has to be an Achila on Yom Kippur, which takes away the Inui. And if that Achila is mitztarif to a shear of Achila, despite the fact that the Tchilas Achila, the kickoff of the Achila, was an Achila Muteres, because it took place when?
Before.
On Erev Yom Kippur. Nevertheless, you're still chayev because the Gmar Achila took place on Yom Kippur itself. And
that
it created a state of yishuv
adas. I can't say, because I was going to say, so intravenously, I thought he's not eating. So
remind me, Rabosai, that when we get this office up and running, you know, and we fix the machine, I'd love to photocopy this for you so you can see it inside. I mean, it's really really fascinating.
Should I go across the guy who should
have been
this?
Well, first ask me if he's cut.
If you're going in that direction, maybe you could tell him that the AMIC Learning Center needs a technician, you know. If you wouldn't mind,
give me your number.
Yeah. Okay. One second. Let me just get myself oriented because I. Just one second. Okay. Let me.